Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Audio courtesy of LA Sports. Hello.
Morning.
I'm sorry. I went too quick for you. I apologize. Hi. It's good to see you. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, heck yeah.
What'd you watch last night? Tell everybody. Here we go.
Oh, I was ready for the WNBA opener. I had the pregame show on. It's kind of on in the background.
Yeah, the pregame show on.
Yeah. Well, I thought the game started at 6, and then I didn't realize, oh, that was 6 o'clock Indiana time. So it was 7,
Our time.
It really didn't start at 7. It started at like 7:30. So they made you wait for Caitlin Clark's debut. They had to get all the commercials in, I guess.
Well, they got them all in. Both of us watched it.
I was shocked.
Why were you shocked?
Because let's be honest. I sensed that every time I brought up Caitlin Clark when the Final Four was here, you didn't visibly do an eye roll, but I kind of sensed in the room that you guys were getting annoyed that I was talking about it so much. I'll be honest, that was just a...
Oh, no, I loved it.
That was just a visceral feeling.
Okay, well, he's being sarcastic. I was not being sarcastic.
No?
No. You were supposed to know me almost as well as anybody. I was fine to talk about Caitlin Clark and the Women's College Final Four.
Well, it was weird. The Final Four was weird because I was going down there and I was taking part in all the stuff they had going on. But the city of Cleveland, I felt like... If you weren't there, you were ignoring it. Downtown was not as packed as I thought it was.
So because I didn't go to the games with you, I was ignoring it?
I think a lot of people did. I think a lot of people that were not into it, were not paying attention to it, were not down there, I think they didn't really care and they thought it was being shoved down their throat. That is the reaction I was getting from a lot of people, including my friends, by the way.
Okay, you know what I think happened here?
So anytime I talked about it on the radio... I got a lot of people in my mentions going, come on, it's girls basketball, it's women's basketball.
You do therapy with me a lot. I got to do therapy with you. You have affixed a lot of things that haven't been true here for a while about me. Like the Michigan thing's Michigan, which I'm not a Michigan fan, but you've convinced somehow some of the people out there that I like Michigan, and I don't like Michigan. I just don't hate Michigan, but we've done that a million times.
But you do hate Ohio State.
But you spent... I do not hate Ohio State.
Hate Ohio State.
That is a clip that has been altered. I told you that a million times. That was altered by previous people. It's been altered by you. Second thing is, here we go, is that you even said you felt bad because last week when I wasn't here, there was, maybe it was bandied about that I, of all people, would want the Cavaliers to lose in the postseason. To teach him some sort of a lesson.
I did sense that from a number of people in this town.
And that was not about me?
It seemed like you might have enjoyed those losses to Orlando a little too much.
I was not enjoying losses.
I think that comes from you wanted them to play the Knicks in the first round.
Yes, yes.
To learn a lesson.
I wanted them to learn a lesson at that time, yes.
So but the phrase learn a lesson was uttered.
It wasn't about like I wanted them to lose. I don't want them to lose. I'm more than happy to be fine being wrong about like toughness and about fit and about, and yes, there seems to be an arrogance of the Cavs front office that bothers me to a certain level. But like, Like, I wasn't, like, I am fully vested in the Darius Garland argument. So, Monday night, like, I'm fist pumping when Darius Garland is scoring. That is happening. If we're talking about petty arguments, that's it. But, again, I never want a Cleveland team to lose. Which I know, you homerific, whatever. It's not about losing for the betterment of the team. I don't want them to lose because, obviously, I don't want the season to end. I'm comfortable with the idea of them losing when they're down two of their best players and they're playing the Boston Celtics of all teams. I can accept that sort of thing. I can be disappointed, but I can accept it. But I don't want them to go out there and lose. The other thing about the WNBA, see, I think that that thought, because your friends text you, and I'm one of your friends, but you have so many people, you say, I don't answer. And one of the things I can't stand about Lima sometimes is that you've actually gotten better about it because I think you have more time just to sit there on your couch and watch your phone light up because you got the kids with you, is you don't always answer texts. Group texts, you have a lot of threads. Apparently, you have a lot more threads than I thought you ever did as far as people texting you. I think that somehow you have confused me for some of the other friends that you have because you've had so many basketball friends. I'm going to leave names out of this. You've had so many basketball friends tell you you were wasting their time talking about Caitlin Clark in the Women's College Final Four. I think you have bastardized my opinion because of your friends, your other friends.
I just didn't sense that you cared all that much about all that.
Why wouldn't I care that much? We had Don Staley on. I love talking to Don Staley. I sent a thank you card out there. Down there.
You sent a thank you card?
Yes, I did.
What did it read?
Thank you very much for coming on. It was mailed.
That's all you sent?
I'm not going to tell you what I wrote on the card.
I think we need to know.
This is news to me. Have you been doing this all along since the show began? To the bass fisherman guy?
Is Justin Termini getting one today?
Not Justin Termini.
Who have you been sending these to?
Did Ric Flair get one?
Might have sent one to Roland Martin. Might have sent one to Ric Flair's representatives back in the day.
Is this why people think Ken is a good guy?
That must be because
I appreciate people's time.
I know what you really
That's
say
why.
About these people when the mic's not on.
What do I say?
This is amazing to me.
What have I said about Don
this
Staley
is
when
how
the mic's
he pulls
not
it
on?
Up. Oh, and well, I have wondered forever how Ken is able to curry favor when I know what he really thinks.
Yeah. This is not
when I
heard you say Roland Martin is a fraud. And
Now, Owen, has he totally pulled the wool over? This is amazing.
Why do you do this to me?
This is amazing.
Why are you doing this?
What
to
a
me?
Tactic! This is how.
Why are you doing this?
This is why
me?
My career is going nowhere, and Ken's is skyrocketing.
It's not going anywhere.
That's a Ken Carmen classic.
We're on the same show in the same city for 8 years. It's not. I'm here. I'm going nowhere.
So you don't send the thank yous ever on my behalf. It's always just from you.
Just from Ken.
No, the Don Staley one was on behalf of the show, but I don't tell you this.
Wait a second. I don't remember signing off on this.
You want to talk? And that's the reason I don't.
So
tell you
wrote
things.
A letter. You attached my name to it, and I didn't get to
that's
read it.
That's the reason I don't tell you things.
That is a Ken Carmen
and
moment.
That's the reason I don't.
That's
tell
a Ken Carmen
is that,
classic.
Is that even
and
legal?
That's the reason.
I don't believe it is.
Can
and
I get a
that's
lawyer?
That's the reason
can,
I don't tell him.
Can I wait a second? I think I need to file South Carolina, right? South Carolina. Yes. That is a public institution. I'm doing a Freedom of Information Act. They need to disclose that. Thank you. That's
open
on file. That is all on
thank
file.
You
That's
a record.
Personal.
I do not think you have the right to that do
that
is
a
with me.
Personal letter.
Owen, did you know you're on that too?
I wasn't even here that day, and now I'm thinking Don Staley.
I don't think you can do that. I think that is
you
a violation.
Read what I wrote to Sal Palantonio. That's why I don't tell you these things because I know how. Because I know how you lie to people about how I am off the mic. But
I know
how you are off the mic.
Stapler throwing Ken.
I didn't throw a staple at anybody. I threw a staple to the trash can. It was in the refuse.
Water
I
bottles.
I spiked it in the refuse.
I'd like to hear.
I spiked that in the refuse.
Mitch is new to the show. Now I know,
toss highlighters at the window to get him to answer the phone.
Now I realize.
And it's done. Bad because now you can just reach over and tap
That's
on your glass.
Oh,
you wound up like you were Roger Clemens.
Listen to that. Oh, yeah. I didn't realize I could do that. Ooh, with my ring, too?
Oh,
that's
wow.
Even worse. Ah, get a little rap at the window. Yeah, so I thank people who aren't... I mean, I thank our guests through text that are
so
like...
So the ones that don't get
Justin
thank yous...
Justin or something like that who's coming on later today.
The ones who have been on the show and haven't gotten thank yous, What are they thinking now that they've realized that this has been going on? I think this is going to cost us in some show relationships. I don't remember. I didn't get a card from Ken.
You don't understand.
I don't understand that.
There's a lot of those people I send Christmas cards to. Or holiday cards, I should say.
Okay.
The everyday, or not everyday, but like the weeklies and things. Like Jason. Jason's coming on tomorrow, right, Mitch? Lloyd?
Yes.
All right. Jason gets a holiday card. We've talked about this. I like to be thankful to the people who give their time on a regular basis. And for the major not everyday figures, which Don Staley is a 3-time national champion. Yeah, you know what? I send a thank you card. Send a thank you card.
Was it a sentence? Was it a couple sentences?
I'm not telling you what I wrote.
But you included me on the card. I don't think you can do that.
Because it's for the best of the show. Yes, I did.
I do not think that's even legal.
I let you speak on my behalf.
I certainly don't think corporate would like to hear about this.
We had a major sports figure who texted us just yesterday. We're not going to say who. We are not going to say who. And I was more than happy to let you act on my behalf and do everything because I trust you.
I just assumed you were sleeping.
And I was sleeping. I haven't been feeling well since I got off the boat. And here we are.
All right, so... what did you think? Now that I've established
that you've tried to turn me into a bastard.
No, I do feel bad. I didn't know you were as into this. I didn't even know you were going to watch it. We didn't really talk about it yesterday because the Cavs had played, so we were reacting to the Cavs game. So this didn't make the radar of the show yesterday.
Yeah.
And this wasn't a day where I'm like, we have to talk Caitlin Clark's debut. I am curious what the rating will be, the TV rating. And it was a weird game. I mean, they called 2 fouls on her. Like 2 minutes into the game, and they were touch fouls. Like Ryan Ruoco was incredulous. He goes, "The touch foul." They called a touch foul on Caitlin Clark, and it's like, "Oh, welcome to the WNBA."
Well, so there was a lot of it was odd. So this is where my ignorance is showing. How about that? Because there were a lot of I've been following the Caitlin Clark thing. Which, by the way, that gets me all pissed off. I've been following Caitlin Clark on Instagram for like 2 years. Same thing with Angel Reese. Anywho,
what about the Harrington girl?
From
Connecticut.
That was that was wonderful. That was a wonderful performance as well. So anywho,
Dejanay Carrington.
Wonderful performance. I will follow the Connecticut Sun here for a while. So what was I saying? I turned it on. I turned it on, and I noticed the fouls being called, which I was like, this is egregious. And then I saw a lot of the tweets coming out about the fouls being called, and I was like, all right, people agree that it's egregious. But I remember there were people going, she has no idea what she's getting into. This is not just going to be easy. And that, Tone, that is where I rolled my eyes. That is where, because I remembered Ricky Davis, like, well, I'm getting a play. Was it Ricky Davis who said, like, I'm getting a player to play alongside of me about LeBron? Do you remember that? When he first got to the NBA? Davis, who's a high school basketball coach now.
Yeah. Oh, is he really?
Didn't see that for me. Oh, yeah.
We got to have him on, and then you got to write a thank you letter.
I will send him a thank you letter. Yes, I will. Ricky Davis is like, yeah, I'm getting a nice player to play alongside to compliment me, yeah. I think is how he said it. And people were like, what? Like that type of thing. And Ricky Davis has a sense of humor, obviously. Obviously. So I kind of rolled my eyes. And then I realized watching last night, because she didn't score first points in the second quarter.
Yeah, she struggled start of that game.
She had 20 points and 10 turnovers.
She coughed it
and
up a ton.
There were some ticky-tack fouls I thought were called. And then I went, you're an idiot. And I will admit this on the air. I was sitting there thinking, you're a moron. Because I watch Caitlin Clark. I saw how many college basketball games this year. And then I saw all these other ones. And I go, why did you not notice that the best of the best would play in the WNBA and not for Minnesota women's basketball on a Thursday night against Iowa? Why would you not understand? Like, I say that all the time about the NFL.
And that these are grown women.
And I'm not trying to
some of them have had babies.
Yeah,
they are grown
literally,
women.
Literally, that was one of the talking points that Ryan Ruoco brought up last night was like, well, she just had a child and now she's back in the WNBA. The one you brought up, I didn't even hear him. The one had a torn labrum. She couldn't get surgery.
Two torn labrums. So she shot free throws ridiculously. And I could see if anybody was watching, because it was early in the game, I'm like, oh, if my friends are watching, they're going to go, this is a WNBA.
Yeah.
Ryan Ruoco's like, hey, if you're a first timer, She has two torn labrums and she plays basketball year round. Basically saying she doesn't make enough money. She doesn't make enough money to take 6 months, 8 months off, rehab, get back to it next year. They don't make enough money. So she has to make all the money she can.
Like I've always said, like, well, there's a difference between like what so-and-so is going to see in the Big Ten and what they're going to see in the NFL. Like I brought that up about quarterbacks and everybody else. And we do that all the time in the draft. And for whatever reason, it did not hit me once because I will admit, other than when I was doing play-by-play in D2, this was the first time I have sat down over these last 2 years of her. I have sat down and watched women's college basketball over an extended period of time.
Certainly the WNBA too, right?
So it just never sank in that, you're playing against much better competition in the WNBA than you're going to play in women's college basketball.
And those girls defending her were way more athletic than her.
It never hit me. And I'm like, oh, this is, of course. Yeah, so the coaches who were talking about this, while I was sitting there going, oh, come on, it's Caitlin Clark. She's a force. She's going to take over the WNBA. They already have a LeBron-style ad of her with Gatorade right outside the arena in Indianapolis, which is actually like a mural. I'm serious about that.
It's gigantic. It does. It reminds you exactly of LeBron. Is this better for the WNBA that she struggles to show how good the league is, or did they needed her to take off from day one and be Tiger Woods?
No, they needed to earn it because Tiger, there was no stopping him. Tiger was a force. He was more athletic than all of them. They had Tiger-proof courses. You can't Caitlin-proof an NBA floor. It is what it is. WNBA floor. It is what it is.
Other people wanted them to lower the rims in the WNBA.
We're not going to do that. So I think that it's better because she's played one game. I imagine she will come into her own career and then take flight. Kind of the way we see a lot of other players that aren't Tiger Woods.
She's already one of the best five passers in the league.
Yes.
But, you know, the rest of that playing through physicality, all the stuff that we talk about Darius Garland,
be an adjustment.
With Caitlin, she will have to adjust.
216-474-0092. All right, we're going to take a break because I have some thank you cards to write.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Our continuing Caitlin Clark coverage does what? It continues.
Continues.
Indiana Fever fall, 71-92. They got humiliated. Caitlin Clark had 20 points.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'll let Owen do it. I have a fever and the only cure for it is more. Go ahead, Owen.
No.
Caitlin Clark did hit.
See you in hell.
Did come on a little bit later in the game, even though it was decided she had 4 3-pointers. Got to the foul line a little bit, but again, struggled, had 10 turnovers. 20 did lead the team and was tied for a game high. We will now wrap up our Caitlin Clark coverage after you hear from Caitlin Clark.
I don't know. Obviously, it wasn't like the best start in the first half for myself. Getting into foul trouble, and then you got to sit on the bench and try to come back to into the game and get into a little bit of a flow. But obviously, too many turnovers. That's not going to get the job done. But I think just a lot of things to learn from. I didn't think we played well, and we had cut it to 6 in the third quarter. So I think that's a positive you look at. Like, we really did not play a good game, but we were right there at moments. And then it kind of got away from us at the end of the third and fourth quarter. I think just a lot to learn from. You know, it's the first one. There's going to be good ones. There's going to be bad ones. And like we said in the locker room, like, we play on Thursday. You got to learn from it and move on and be ready to go.
Keith also did notice he texted the Marvin Motha Crawford County. I mean, she did play a whole regular season and long basketball tournament right before this. What a weird
thing schedule. And then they play 4 games in the first like 6 days.
Yeah.
Like, hey, that's a third of their schedule. It is pretty crazy how the WNBA does it. Did you know who did not ask that press conference question right there for Caitlin Clark?
Who?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It was not Greg Doyle, who has been barred by his newspaper.
Are you serious?
Covering Caitlin Clark.
Is that real?
Yeah, that's real.
Games.
Yeah,
he
where were you? Mexico or something?
Yeah, he were on the trip. We didn't really go over the story.
Out of hell with him.
The indie
it's his
star
fault for being weird.
The indie, he's very weird.
Yeah,
but
oh, we played the clips when it happened.
I remember.
Is he not allowed to even? He's a general columnist there. It feels weird to employ a general columnist who can't talk about the thing that everybody's going to be talking about. Like, I get the Pacers are in
the
playoffs.
He's like their Terry Pluto, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He's been there now for I think about a decade, and he is not permitted by the newspaper. The team did not ban him.
If the newspaper's not going to let him do his job, what's his job?
Yeah, it seems very bizarre.
What is it that you would say you do here, Greg?
Maybe that's the beginning of the end of Greg Doyle
that
there.
That sucks to be him. Don't be a weirdo in the press conference. That was weird. You can't deny how weird that
it was.
Very weird. I wasn't trying to be weird.
It was very weird.
You were trying to be weird. You always try to be weird and bitch you back.
It was very weird. I still don't think that classifies. Like, I saw people going to the degree of he should be charged with this and that.
I'm charged?
Like, oh, yeah. They thought he was...
creepery?
They used strong legal terminology to explain what he was doing. And I'm like, I think he was just...
I'm going to have to check with the Dream Team on that.
I think he was just asking weird questions and he's being a weird guy. But I don't think he's a legitimate... I don't think he was hitting on her. Like, that's what I saw
so
people...
Speaking of legal terms... In order to legally sign something for someone else, the signer must have express permission.
Yeah.
Or it is considered forgery.
Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to the bosses about
criminaldefense.com.
And now I think I have to reach out, me and my legal team.
Fatlock's going to turn on himself here. Here we go.
Me and my legal team at Buckeye Law.
Cross-examine yourself, counselor.
We have to now reach out to every guest that we have ever had on. Because I did not sign off on any of this. And Ken, in an underhanded way, if you're just joining us,
will be...
has been sending letters, handwritten letters.
You really want any of the Dream Team going to the text messages in Discovery?
You know what? Might be willing to do it to see if you can get humiliated.
You know what?
I've already been humiliated. My stuff's very out in the open. Anyway, there was a massive collision in the Guardians game last night. Did you see this, Kenny? This looked like almost a football collision where Freeman gets slapped in the face by the mitt of Rocchio, and they were down.
Well, now we're going to have to talk about his shot selection.
Well, they were down for a lengthy amount of time. And in baseball, boy, anytime you see somebody even move a little weird in baseball, you're like, 4 to 5 weeks. In the old days, it was 50, 30-day DL.
Yeah.
In this case, they were down, and you're thinking serious injuries. Good news is they're okay. Listen to this yesterday on Bally's, how it unfolded.
He tried to hit one. Freeman racing in, makes the catch. Rocchio ran him over, and Freeman is hurt. And Rocchio is down as well.
Man, that's a center fielder's ball all the way.
Yeah, that is bad. Of Bally's. And you're assuming...
Obviously, Rick Manning's correct.
Assuming that Freeman is calling him off and doing it in a loud, definitive... When you teach the kids, Kenny, you've got...
Gotta call it.
Three young baseball players.
Yeah, but they don't watch baseball the way they used to. I blame the parents, myself.
Yeah, but you don't... the one thing I could do... I was terrible at everything in baseball. Yeah. But at first base, I could call people off. I could tell everybody this is my ball.
Did I tell you on the air about the charging the mound thing?
No.
Where I said...
Oh, yeah, they didn't know about charging.
When they were playing wiffle ball in the front yard, I said, well, you got to charge the mound. When one hit the other, they're like, what? And I think they YouTubed it, and now they're always, quote-unquote, charging the mound.
Yeah.
I showed them the Nolan Ryan thing. That was me.
One of the best clips in baseball history.
Yeah. Robin Ventura and Nolan Ryan.
Meanwhile, Guardians clinched the series win. They took the first two in the series against the defending world champion Texas Rangers. Nice bounce back after that terrible series over the weekend. And now they've won three in a row. They struggled with the White Sox. But now they come back. They have a 7-4 victory there. Meanwhile, on the collision, this was Freeman on his bravery there in the outfield.
Gotta stay tough. You know, I'm trying to do my best to help this team win. And I run into someone, I'm going to get up.
Manager Steven Vogt on just Freeman being an important guy to this team this year.
Smoked by two pitches and got, you know, illegal hit on the fair catch in center field by Rocchio. But, you know, thankfully they're both okay. That's why we can laugh about it. Those are two tough guys to get up from that.
So they found a way. This is a big bounce back because I called to your attention. I'm not even sure if it was on the air. On Monday, just you look up and down the batting averages of this team, of the everyday players, and it's like, how does this team have this many wins? They've just been piecing it together.
I was thinking the same thing.
Finding a way.
Well, because I brought up the injuries, and some people are going, what? I go, well, we all thought that, like, all right, maybe Logan Allen, you know, it's been a little bit up and down. You know, maybe it's going to calm him down a little bit to have Gavin Williams back. And then, you know, we find out at the end of last week, like, all right, he's going to be shut down for 60 days because of the elbow soreness. Like, that's a very difficult thing to deal with. So now you're like, well, I got to try to piecemeal this thing together. And the more wins they steal now so they can get some of these guys back, obviously it's going to help them later. Because I don't see the Twins going anywhere, or going away, I should say. You got to win the division to be able to get in. And so this is going to be something that you pay attention to. And if you could continue to just piecemeal some of these things together, they've made it fun. I can't believe it. It's unbelievable that the offense, and you brought up the averages without, and I know, average, but you brought up the averages without Steven Kwan in the lineup, yeah. Them still being able to get wins. It's like, all right, we're still finding offense here when usually it's our pitching staff that's really, really good. We're still finding offense. Maybe the offense, for the love of God, in the first time in probably since the station has been on the air, our offense is able to buoy the starting rotation until the starting rotation is able to get
a little bit of power in there, too. I mean, Josh Naylor belted out his 12th home run of the year. He hit the 3-run bomb to give him a 6-0 lead. He is second on the team with 33 RBI. Jose Ramirez still number one. And finally, NBA last night. What happened to the once proud Minnesota Timberwolves? As they were up 2-0 on that series on the road against Denver.
Lights too bright.
Anthony Edwards looked
bright,
like Michael
tight.
Jordan early
That's
in the
experience,
series.
Man. That's experience, man. Honestly, that kind of thing gives me more clarity about the Cavs. It's like, you got built towards this. Like, Denver had to break through. Minnesota, it's like, oh my God, Anthony Edwards, this guy's an unstoppable force. Rudy Gobert has been terrible in this series. Absolutely atrocious defensively in this series. It's hard to be good against those guys. I get it, but my God, he's been terrible. And to see what happened, because I woke up, I ended up having to wake up at midnight for a, and my kid threw up on the floor. So I ended up watching this, and it's been terrible, but it gives me a little bit of clarity on, like, all right, you kind of got to break through a little bit. We got to do the whole head against the wall thing before you break through. Like, you got to build, you got to fit. We got to see how this goes together.
40 points, 13 assists, 7 rebounds. For Jokic. And in the other game, we look like we might have a team, a game away, advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Knicks bounce back in a huge way, even with all their injuries, with a 121-91 rout of the Indiana Pacers. Jalen Brunson scored 44 points, took 35 shots, 44 points. He had 7 assists, basically every possession. We talk so much
that's,
about...
That's a good ratio, by the way. Explain
still,
that.
It's still a lot of shots, but yeah.
That's what I'm saying, the efficiency.
They don't have Ananobi. They've had the injuries all year. This is the only way they can really win. But man, every possession, it's Jalen Brunson, pick and roll, isolation, go to town. Like, we talk so much about plays. JB's not running plays. He's not running plays. It's the playoffs. This is what it is in the playoffs. I mean, same thing. Celtics, what is it when the game's on the line? Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown. I mean, there's not a lot in the way of plays being run on these teams when they're up against it or in pivotal moments.
Yeah, we want to be critical about JB, about the end of the one Orlando game. It's like, yeah, it's basically clear out and let your number one guy go.
Yeah, plays don't really work in the NBA when teams are dialed in defensively. That's it for about last night.
Outstanding as always. Game 5 tonight in Boston. Cavaliers trying to make it a 3-2 series. Tom and Menner, before we go to what Lima said, Tom and Menner, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Good morning, guys. Love the show as always.
Well, thank you, Tom. We appreciate it. We love repeat business.
thank you. I know Lima's going to run me on this one because he's a homer for JB. It, two and a half weeks ago, Cleveland's up 2-0 in Orlando. And we're talking about how JB is out-coaching the guy from Orlando.
But he was. He was. He was.
And it's literally it's a no-brainer. And we go seven games, and we're lucky to win the seventh game when we're going down happen in the third quarter. But here's the thing, and you guys even talked about it yourself. New York's got all these injuries, and yet they come out of nowhere, and they go ahead and win convincingly at home. We couldn't do that. And I can't think of the last time I saw JB come out of a timeout where he had a set play that was an absolute automatic bucket. And yet we go ahead and watch the game, and we realize, man, we can't go. We still, all year long, and now we're in the playoffs, and we can't guard a three-point shooter to save our lives. We're the last in the entire NBA for the playoff teams. They're shooting three-pointers, and we go ahead and look at it like that's going to be our saving grace. I understand it's a three-point team, and it's a three-point game, but, guys, we got to get a coach. You know what he reminds me of?
Tom, they've been double-digit underdogs every game in this series, basically, except game two, where I think it was eight. They're 14.5-point dogs today. What are you expecting? What do you think JB could do to make up 14.5 points?
You're right. You're right, Anthony. We should have just gone ahead and turned our uniforms in and not even played. Thank God an 8 has never beaten a 1 or a 16 has never beaten a 1. We should have just sat down and just said forfeit the game.
Without their best player? Without their best player, though, Tom?
The best player played?
He's a head coach on a basketball team. He's not a magician. He's not a sorcerer. He can't make them all better players. Like, there's no Michael's secret drink or anything like that he can give to Dean Wade and turn him to just as good a player as Jalen Brown.
Tom,
like,
that's not going to happen. The guys actually doing the game that were sitting courtside were enamored with the fight from the Cavaliers and the job that JB had done last game.
All I want to end with, he is the Marvin Lewis of the Cavaliers. He'll get you in the first round till all your talent is gone, and you'll look around and say, oh, my God, what happened? Love you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Tom. Now, with all that said, JB is getting fired after tonight. So with that,
you think by the end of the week he'd be gone?
I think he's probably gone the next day. Now, look, there have been reports. I think Brian Windhorst has been saying not so fast. They're going to wait. They're going to be patient. Maybe the JB.
They'll wait until the end of the season.
That they're going to see the Donovan thing. They're going to confer with Donovan. I mean, we'll see. I don't know. When you really think about it organizationally, Donovan Mitchell does hold all the cards. This is very interesting how this is shaping up, because the organization, do you think it is unprofessional, or do you think it is not the way a top-notch organization would operate, where instead of doing anything hasty, like firing JB the way that 99% of the fans in town would do that right after tonight's game? We thought that. At the first half of that, the first half of the Magic game, we were all kind of joking, oh my God, Dan Gilbert is sitting courtside. He's going to fire JB at halftime. Well, they ended up coming back and winning the game. We all thought JB was a foregone conclusion. He's fired immediately after that game. Now they go another series. Do they, before they fire JB, do they talk to Donovan Mitchell?
Yeah.
Well, and what if Donovan says, talk to my agent? Like, how does that work? How does the organization proceed?
We have to put ourselves in the best position to move forward here. Because, I remember Herm Edwards getting fired on the field, literally.
This year.
This last college football season, last season. But I'm going, all right, it seems to be, like, if we wake up tomorrow, if the Cavs lose to Boston tonight, and there's a chance they could win, obviously. It's the NBA, and you got good players.
And again, 14.5-point underdogs.
That's a big number. Anyway,
it's gigantic.
I didn't realize that number was going to be that big.
For the second round, is gigantic.
They were 13.5 in game two, and they won.
Funny.
That's true. I mean, that is a good point.
Not only did they win.
Thank you.
They blew them out.
It was the biggest blowout in double-digit underdog history.
But there is also, like, we've kind of talked about it. Like, being fair, we're trying to be fair, but also know that it's probably a foregone conclusion. Like, you could move on right after this game. If they lose tonight, you could move on tomorrow and say, okay, he's been let go. As of 9 a.m. today, he's gone. Like, I could see us doing breaking news and me going, hey, he had a pretty good tenure. I got nothing bad to say about JB Bickerstaff, but at this time, we need somebody to take us to the next level.
Yes.
And he could take it to that certain level, and I got nothing against the guy. He was nice the only two times I ever met him. I'm serious about that. But also I could say, hey, this is the forest for the trees. Yeah. We need to make adjustments here because I can't just wait for a week. I can't wait for 2 weeks. I can't wait till free agency, a possible trade of Donovan or a signing of Donovan. I can't wait for any of that.
Well, it's just when I saw some of that come out. I know we played the audio from Greg Anthony, you know, during the game. And look, the Cavs had the crowd fired up. Dean Wade or Max Strus connects on one of those threes. All of a sudden, you know, you have the Boston Celtics on the ropes. And so you're getting really excited about it. The place is going nuts. And there was no quitting that team. Like, they played their asses off. And Greg Anthony is sitting there saying this.
Think about it from the Cavs standpoint, though. A year ago, the disappointment they had with how the postseason went. Win or lose after this series, they're going to feel a lot better about their future and about their head coach, J.B. Bickerstaff. This group has come out and fought.
Hey, that's a strong statement, and I think a lot of people, again, I think a lot of people are saying nasty things about J.B. Bickerstaff. I don't need to say anything nasty about him. I can understand that I don't like the complaining of the refs the entire game. I don't like that. I think it does affect the last 2 minutes. I do think that the message has probably waned here over the last year because they've went out and they got veterans. I mean, he's been talking to a very young basketball team for a while, and now you go out, you bring in, you obviously already have Donovan Mitchell, but you brought in his friend, George Niang, which you can say what you want to about George's performance, but that's part of your culture. You went and you brought in Max Strus, who's part of the Heat culture, and you could say, obviously, you've said everything you wanted to say about Max Strus. That's part of your culture. Like, things change. Your audience has changed. So now you might need to bring in somebody who can get to that audience and take them to that next level, because these are guys who have played in postseason series before, who have had that pressure on them before, and know what it takes to get to that next level, and also what they learn to be brought along with it. 216-474-0092. Fine. Dave on the road, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, I just want to say two things real quick. Ty Lue was an experienced coach when we let him go. We probably should have kept him and let him rebuild. And secondly,
well, that did Dave. That was his decision from what we understand there. Am I wrong there, Tone? Tone?
That's what it kind of seemed like.
That was six games into that season.
Yeah, I was under the impression he wanted to stay, but they wouldn't put him through it because of his health conditions. But I could be wrong on that. But getting back to JB, though, what I like about JB is he's humble and he's willing to learn and he's open-minded. And I think he'll grow from this experience, and I think the team listens to him. Yeah, he makes mistakes. Every coach does. I just don't know who the heck you're going to hire. I don't want Mike Budenholzer. I want JB to learn and grow from this, and I think the Cavs will be better next year, hopefully with Mitchell. But even without Mitchell, I still think they'll be fun and entertaining and good to watch.
Well, without Mitchell, Dave, thank you very much for the call. Without Mitchell, I think that there's a bit of a difference in conversation about who they were to have. See, because I got to make a decision for my franchise now, and I don't know what Donovan wants to do. And if he says what you just said, talk to my agent, then I think you're going to have yourself a bit of a problem here. But from what we can gather, there hasn't been a lot of people who are part of the... There hasn't been a lot of positivity with some of the veterans who have been brought in about the messaging from the head coach. And so if they need somebody who's been to that mountaintop before...
Someone who's coached in the playoffs, has won rounds. I mean,
yes.
It's funny, though. The rest of the league is down on, like, every coach that isn't Spoelstra.
Yeah.
And even Popovich got a lot of crap this year.
Do you think Joe Mazzulla's out coaching J.B. Bickerstaff right now?
No.
So I can't sit there and say, he's holding us back, he's holding us back. No, it might just be that time to move forward, depending on what you want to do with your franchise.
And by the way, what is Tibbs doing in New York? What is his coaching? He's just playing all his guys an insane amount of minutes, and now they're all injured.
Lima, tell me the one sentence you said yesterday about the finals and Donovan Mitchell yesterday.
Oh, I was going to say that Baby Gronk just decommitted from Ohio State and committed
to
Michigan.
Okay, that was an off-air conversation.
I'm sorry.
Tell me what it was.
I wonder if Donovan Mitchell, if the Cavs were in the finals, if he'd be playing in these games.
I've been thinking about it for 24 hours, and I'm fighting my emotions. I'll tell you why next on the
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.